This is Lauren Metzger of the AHA School for Tire Ride Inside and Out. Today, I am speaking with AHA School's featured artist for their New Year's Eve Gala, which will take place this upcoming New Year's Eve, December 31st. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, as an artist extraordinaire, I have to ask how long you have been creating.
I was aware of, in kindergarten, I was an artist, and so I created all through my grade school years, and I was always sewing or making paper dolls, drawing, making things. So it was very early on that I knew that that was what I wanted to do.
And it was it something that you could actually pursue via school? I know some parents freak out when, you know, a child says, well, I'm going to be an artist and I'm going to go to art school. I know, you know, I've run into that, and I'm wondering if you did.
You know, I didn't. I was a first-generation college attendee in our family, so it was,
oh, fantastic.
It was just fine. You know, it wasn't they very much supported me, and it wasn't ever a question or an issue. So I think that also freed me up for doing what I wanted to do.
For really exploring your creative
side.
So what inspires you?
I think mostly drawing and line. I always have been able to draw well, and so it does inspire me in the sense that line and making marks with lines. Now it's a little different than when I was first, you know, developing as an artist. I was much more relating to subject matters and content. Now I work more intuitively and abstractly, which I think you have to gain as you go in your artistic growth. I don't think it's something always that is just a natural thing.
It seems to require trust in the process and trust in what's coming.
Right, exactly. And I was trained as a printmaker. I have my master's in printmaking, so that was also a way for me to explore line in lots of different technical ways. And then I discovered wire as a sculptural medium in college and just really liked how wire mimicked line again in drawing. And wire to me is like 3D drawing. And so that's one of the things that connects, I think, all my pieces is there's a strong emphasis in line, but also color and pattern and more formal qualities. I'm inspired by botanical things and nature, but I'm also love industrial things, you know, like erector sets or girders or bridges, and I like combining those things, the organic qualities in nature with those hard edge, you know, industrial qualities and tools or gadgetry. So that's sort of been a real simple theme in my work. It's not always overt, but it's something I always like to play with those incongruities of those two worlds. And it shows in my materials. The wire is this sort of industrial material, but then I'll make a heart out of it, or, you know, I'll draw 2D botanicals with wire.
Something a little more organic against the,
exactly,
the stiffness and the rigidity of a, you know, an erector,
exactly,
so to speak.
Well, it's metal that bands, but it also has that wonderful industrial quality. I did a whole series of hearts that were in a show in Paris, made out of erector sets. So it was a statement about how tough our hearts really are and how we heal and that they can handle it. It's hard, but, you know, we can handle those hard things in life.
Whatever life throws at us.
Right. If our heart is industrial.
Well, I know we seem to be, you know, drawn to your erector sets as well. I know that we used one of your hearts in the Valentine's Day cards we sent out to people last year, and the AHA is also featuring one of your erector set paintings on the cover of our winter catalog. So we respond very well to the items that inspire you and that which you use to, you know, kind of convey your message.
Well, and I also work on wood. My painting, since I was a printmaker, I never considered myself a painter per se, and categories are always difficult for me because I love to use everything. So the reason I paint on wood is I love surface texture due to my printmaking, you know, background. So I carve into the paintings with woodcut tools and make the lines more prominent. And I use lots of layers of paint so the texture builds up over the course of painting a painting. But really, I don't even think of it as painting a painting. I think of it as building a painting. It's much more tactile and almost a construction sort of approach. And the more texture, the better. So I use all my panels before they're even paintings. I mix all my paint on a new panel so that it starts getting some history and texture to feed whatever's going to end up on that particular piece.
How many layers do you think are in a standard, you know, like one average painting?
Well, I hate clean panels. I mean, when they're brand new, I do buy my panels now. I used to scrounge around for all kinds of wood, but they were pretty heavy. And my friend that used to help me hang shows, he would say, "You should sell your paintings by the pound." I do, since I ship more now, I do buy these beautiful, you know, Baltic birch panels with nice cradles. And that's been really a luxury to have. The surface is all ready to go. Layers
lovely.
Are, it depends. I mean, sometimes I paint over paintings. I mean, I'll paint all day and the next day I'll just paint over it. It's at least 12 or sometimes 20. It just depends. I mean,
I think that's what kind of adds to the depth of your paintings. You know, there's so much going on in them, at least for me, that, you know, knowing that there's layer upon layer upon layer, different thoughts, different feelings embedded in those layers just makes your work very alive for me.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that works that way because I think that's my intention, and there is this sense that that history underneath is important. I taught kids for years in Minneapolis. I had my own studio program for children at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. One, I always think of this when I'm, you know, trying to save a little area that's not working and I have to paint over it. And he had painted something very beautiful or drew it and had just then covered it all in black paint. And I said, "Oh, well, tell me about this now." And I said, "What happened to that previous image you had on there?" He goes, "Oh, it's still under there." I mean, so he had no, and that, I always think of that because I do have a tendency to try to save certain things that are working or not.
Yeah, you get attached.
Yes, and even though I know it has to go, his little comment about, "It's still under there," always kind of calms me down. I just laugh and I go, "You know, it is.
It is. Out of the mouths of babes."
I know, they teach you so much. And "It's still under there" is important. I mean, it has to have that history to make my paintings, I think, be the way they are.
Yeah, to work and have the richness, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not clean.
Do you teach a lot? Is it only children that you've taught? I know you started that program with the Minneapolis School of Art and Design, but does it extend farther to adults?
Well, you know, since moving to Colorado, so I've been here almost, 2.5 years, I do want to start developing some workshops for both. I enjoy teaching all ages. I do want to start teaching kids again in that situation where it's not a school situation, but just a real studio environment where they're with a professional artist and have that experience of an authentic, you know, creative moment with their own thoughts and their own ideas and materials that are more ambitious than what they probably get in school.
Right.
I do want to develop something here in Colorado for that. And, you know, I have taught college level. I taught it for years. I taught drawing, art history. So I will be teaching again. I've just had a really active exhibition schedule since moving and just hadn't had the time to get all of those things in place. So that's a
goal.
Well,
I know you came out to the AHA a couple summers ago and taught a found object art class that was just delicious, and we are hoping to have you back for our Telluride Painting Academy as well at some point in the future.
Exactly, and that will be those kinds of opportunities work for me best now, so that my shows, I have time to do my work with exhibiting.
Right. Well, we are going to introduce you to Telluride via an exhibit, as you're going to be the featured artist for the New Year's Eve Gala this year. And I'm wondering if you could just touch upon what the concept behind the works that will be displayed here at the school. I know it'll be up for the gala on New Year's Eve, but then you will be the featured exhibition artist in the Daniel Tucker Gallery for the entire month of January as well.
Well, the concept, it isn't a certain concept. It's going to be a good sampling of a lot of my different works. There will be some wire sculptural pieces that
Yay.
Are always that make I think really go again hand in hand with the paintings because of the line quality and the shadows and just the way the same similar shapes. I will have part of my cutout city that was just is still in Minneapolis right now for a show, but I'm going to get part of the city back to have for the AHA show, which I lived in downtown Minneapolis for downtown St. Paul for 20 some years, right in the city. So I had all these wonderful buildings and bridges in my, view all the time. And so moving out here, which I love as well, but I just needed to sort of get those patterns of the city out of my head and some work.
kind of bring them with you.
Yeah. So, and I love cities. I'm going to Denver today to be in the city for a little bit. But I made sort of these big, well, not big, but knee-high cutout buildings that stand up like paper dolls because that was part of my really creative work as a kid. And then teaching kids, we oftentimes will make large cardboard cutout pieces, and I always was so impressed how wonderful the impact they had, even though they were cardboard or just the vibrancy. So I made about 66 buildings and loved standing them up into an arrangement of a whole skyline. So I'm hoping that will be, I know it's probably not a good match. Everybody in Telluride is pretty, I think, not from a city, but are worldly.
And right, they have an urban
edge. Yeah, they're probably. So that will be one of the pieces, a small installation piece, and then the wire. There'll be several paintings, some that I'm picking up now today from the gallery.
We are so excited to have you here. I think it's just going to be a festive and very, very welcoming show, I think. It's just going to be so much fun to walk into the gallery and have your work up and surrounding everyone.
Well, I'm excited to see it all installed and to be at the gala with all of you.
It's an awful lot of fun. It's a great way to celebrate, and it's a great way to kick off your January exhibition.
Cool. Good. I'm proud to be there. So.
Well, we're proud to have you. Barbara, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, this is Lauren Metzger of the AHA School for Telluride Inside and Out.
Thank you, Lauren.